Part 2, Common Retirement Plan Choices. When it comes to your retirement, there are many ways you can save money. Remember, saving money is your biggest priority. How you save money may depend on many different factors, including whether you own your own business, whether you don't work, whether your employer offers you a retirement plan, and your current financial circumstances. The most common method people use to start retiring is through an employer-sponsored retirement plan. In this section, we will review employer-sponsored programs, individual retirement programs, small business retirement plans, and more. Once you understand what types of retirement choices are available, you can take action to maximize your savings. Before we start talking about different retirement plans, let's first define some important terms. Qualified versus non-qualified plans. The first question most people have when planning for retirement is learning what the difference is between a qualified retirement plan and a non-qualified retirement plan. The difference is easy. With a qualified plan, anyone can take advantage of tax benefits when investing in their retirement plan. A 401k is an example, where an employer allows the employee to take a defined portion of their wages and place them into a retirement account on a tax-deferred basis, meaning they don't owe any taxes on that money until the money is withdrawn for retirement. A qualified plan is only available through your employer. Thus, in this book, we categorize employer-sponsored plans as qualified plans. Qualified plans are either defined benefit, meaning the employer guarantees a certain income on retirement, or defined contribution, where the employee contributes a designated percent of their income into the plan. This type of plan benefits employers by offering them a tax deduction when they contribute to the plan. A non-qualified plan is one that does not provide for tax deferral, meaning you have to pay taxes on contributions to the plan you make annually. The upside of this is you have less to pay when you withdraw money. Qualified plans have certain conditions they have to meet, including all plan participants must have access to all information and documents about the investment plan, called disclosure, readily available on request. Coverage must be offered to a defined number of employees. This means the employer may exclude certain personnel, like part-time employees, from the retirement benefit program. Employees meeting the eligibility requirements for a plan have to have the choice to participate in the plan. Employees or participants must have the ability to vest in the plan, after which the benefits received from the plan must become guaranteed. All participants must have access to equal assignment of the benefits offered, without offering higher benefits to key employees. Now keep in mind, while these requirements do exist, the employer ultimately can decide how to establish the rules regulating the plan. For example, an employer can decide to match contributions made by employees or to match contributions made by employees to a certain amount. An employer may allow employees to vest in 3 years, 5 years, or some other figure or protocol. Let's look at qualified plans closely. If your employer offers a retirement plan, you should take advantage of it. Remember, it is one of the simplest ways to start a retirement program without placing too much effort on retiring. Employer-sponsored plans. There are many retirement plans available to citizens working for an employer. For some, this is the best and simplest way to start saving for retirement. You probably have some knowledge of, or have at least heard of, the 401k plan. This is one of the more common types of programs offered by employers. There are, however, other plans we will talk about in this guide that your employer may offer, depending on your employer's size and other financial factors. Why use an employer-sponsored plan instead of or along with other type of retirement plans? Here are some good reasons you should take advantage of what your employer has to offer. Broader horizons. Employer-based plans typically offer various types of investment alternatives for you. You have more power to choose the type of retirement plan you feel is best for your needs, whether that involves using a high-risk or low-risk retirement program. Pre-tax saving. Most employer-sponsored programs allow employees to contribute to their savings on a pre-tax basis. That means the government will not tax earnings you receive until you start withdrawing money from your account. Match contributions. Many employers will match any contribution you make to your retirement plan. That means if you put $4,000 a year into your retirement plan, your employer will do the same, or place some portion of that amount into your retirement account. Keep in mind, however, that many employers only let you keep that money when it vests, usually meaning you worked for the company for a specific number of years. There are, however, certain employer-sponsored retirement plans, including IRAs, that vest immediately, meaning any money your employer puts in, you can gain access to immediately. What are the advantages of pre-tax savings? You may wonder what benefit there is in saving money through a pre-tax plan compared with, say, your bank savings account. An employer-sponsored plan, as the types described above, allow you to save money on a pre-tax basis. What this means is you will save money during the time you work with your employer. Any money that comes from your salary that you contribute to your retirement plan, including interest earned on that plan, is not taxed until you withdraw it. That means you save more money in the short term. In an after-tax environment, as in a bank savings account, you would have to pay taxes on any money you put in the account and all monies and interest in the years following. Now that you know how beneficial saving money on your employer's dime is, let's find out what types of plans you can take advantage of when working for others. Employer-sponsored retirement plans available. There are many different retirement plans available from employers. Sorting through them is the first step in setting up your retirement. The two largest distinguishing factors in retirement is often the difference between employer-sponsored programs and individual retirement plans. Most people find their needs are best met by combining an employee-sponsored plan with an individual plan. Before we get into ways you can maximize your investment, you have to learn as much as you can about the plans your employer already offers. Let's review some of the common employer-sponsored retirement plans you can invest in, so you can review how they compare to the many other retirement choices available. The traditional 401k plan. Most people have some familiarity with the 401k retirement plan. This is the most common retirement plan. Large and smaller employers may offer the 401k retirement plan to their employees. A 401k is a type of defined contribution plan. What that means is employees can contribute salary toward their retirement program before taxes or on a pre-tax basis. Typically, the employer will make a partial or full match on any money you put into a 401k. Defined benefit plan. An alternative to the 401k is a defined benefit plan. In this type of retirement plan, the employer decides on a fixed amount it will offer its employees when they retire. For example, in a typical defined benefit plan, an employer may agree to provide the employee with X amount of dollars for X years on retirement. Your employer will use a formula to decide how much money to put in your defined plan. This may include information like your salary history, the length of time you work for your employer, and any investment risk associated with establishing a retirement plan. Length of employment is often a large consideration when deciding how much money an employer will contribute to a defined benefit plan. More employers are now switching from defined benefit plans to employee contribution plans. This places more responsibility on you as an employee for your retirement. It also decreases the tax burden on your employer. 403B Retirement Plan. This is a retirement plan offered to employees working for public entities or nonprofit organizations. Sometimes financial advisors refer to this type of plan as a tax-sheltered annuity or a tax-deferred plan. The structure is much the same as a 401k plan. Another plan similar to this is a 457 retirement plan, typically available to government employees only. SEP plans. The Simplified Employee Pension Plan is another form of employer-sponsored retirement plan. SEP plans are a good way for employees to take advantage of a company-sponsored retirement plan. Because SEP plans are most often used by small businesses or home business owners, self-employed individuals, we will talk more about SEP plans and SEP IRAs in the next section. Typically, these plans are limited to partnerships, sole proprietorships, LLC corporations, and incorporated businesses like S-Corp. In an SEP program, all employees vest immediately when they participate in the plan. This is one of the simplest retirement plans to set up for the self-employed or a small business. Profit-sharing plan. In this type of plan, sometimes called a bonus plan, the employer shares a portion of its profits with the employee. Contributions are completely at the preference of the employer. That means an employer may contribute a lot to the plan one year and much less another year. Some employers offer stock bonus plans, where a company offers employees stock as part of the contribution it makes to one's retirement and income distribution. Employers can also combine a profit-sharing plan with a traditional 401k plan, providing even more benefits for employees. Sometimes employers will offer profit-sharing to key employees as an incentive to encourage them to stay with the company for a longer time. If your employer offers a profit-sharing program and a traditional retirement program you can take advantage of, then do so. How much money can I contribute to my plan? How much money you can contribute to your plan depends on the type of plan offered by your employer. There are established limits for certain plans like the 401k. The maximum amount you can set aside may change from year to year. In 2006, this amount set by the IRS was $15,000. For those starting their retirement late, the government offers what they call a catch-up plan for employees over age 50. For these individuals, the government allows the employee to contribute another $5,000 over the $15,000 limit as set in 2006.